In a dirty street passage in the Senegalese city of Thiès, Japanese wrestler Shogo Wozumi lay face down in the sand. He had just been thrown into the air by a larger opponent. Wozumi then rose to his feet, cleaned himself off, and rejoined the group of wrestlers. Wozumi competed in Greco-Roman wrestling in Japan at a national level. Last year, he left Tokyo for Thiès to master a Senegalese wrestling form known as Lam. Now he is sharing his knowledge of the Olympic form of the sport with local wrestlers. "Every time I train, I feel myself getting stronger," he said. "I feel a lot of joy and growth within me." Lam has its beginnings in ancient war ceremonies. It has gone from a traditional activity that takes place after crops are harvested to become Senegal's national sport. Lam mixes physical combat and acrobatics. Victory is marked when an opponent's back touches the ground. Wozumi discovered the style of wrestling during a trip to Senegal with Japan's aid agency in 2017. He was interested by the country's cultural similarities to Japan, such as the importance of hospitality. Since moving to Senegal in 2022, Wozumi has lived with a community of wrestlers in Thiès, Senegal's third largest city. He has also set up a school with about 36 students. He is helping them prepare for the 2026 Youth Olympics. Sheikh Badiane is a Lam wrestler and one of Wozumi's closest friends. "He showed me what it means to commit oneself, to leave one's country without being well paid, knowing that he would only have enough to live on to develop our sport," Badiane said. "I would help him whatever it cost me." Wozumi and Badiane coached wrestlers at a national competition last month in Saint-Louis, Senegal's colonial capital. Hundreds of people came to watch. One of Wozumi and Badiane's students went home with the silver medal in her weight class. "Senegalese people live together, with their families, their friends, and they all support each other in this way," Wozumi said on returning to Thiès. "That's my kind of culture." I'm Dan Novak.